Along the Gulf of Mexico, shrimpers in Mississippi have opened their season amid worries that the oil slick could soon shut them down. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Carl Gibson reports.
I'm going to help them get these coolers.
Daniel Hillhouse is carrying coolers of freshly caught shrimp off the dock of the Double W's at the harbor in Pas Christian, Mississippi. His boat was one of 67 that left at first light to catch what they could from waters that haven't yet been closed off by the Coast Guard. But Hillhouse says the prime shrimping waters are out of bounds and wants BP to reimburse him.
Spent a lot of money on this boat this year. I got about 25 grand tied up in it right now.
Once a key part of the Mississippi economy, shrimping has been a dwindling business since Hurricane Katrina devastated the shores 5 years ago. Richard Gallott, who co-owns the Golden Gulf Coast Seafood Packing Company, used to have 100 boats working for him before Katrina. Now he's down to 24 boats and isn't hopeful about this season's catch.
The places these boats normally fish this time of the year is right where the oil spill is, right on the inside of Chandelier, Britain Sound. The amount of shrimp that we unloaded and processed is down 90% compared to last year and the year before that.
Shrimpers in Mississippi are still having better luck than Alabama shrimpers, whose season has yet to open because of the oil slick's proximity. For NPR News, I'm Carl Gibson in Bay St. Louis.